Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, and thank you so much. Welcome, welcome. This is the very first episode of Navigating the Future of Trucking with me, your host, Jerry Banks. I'm actually live on TT, TikTok, as well. Hello to everybody over at TikTok. And so I want to just first of all say hello, welcome, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day to hop on and join me live. So this show is going to be packed with information, education, news, and of course, as a recruitment and education agency, I have to include jobs. So any hot jobs that I have, I'll definitely be sharing and talking about those in both traditional truck driving as well as autonomous sector. So again, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much. If you're new here, make sure you subscribe to the channel. I'd love to read your comments. I love over the years, I've loved reading the comments, love seeing all of the love that we get. So thank you so much for tapping in, for being a loyal subscriber. We're taking you to the future of trucking, the future of transportation. The future looks like autonomy. The future looks like automation. The future looks like so many things. And it's not a bad future. It's a future with promise. It's a future with hope. And so, again, I'm so glad that you're here. And I just welcome you for being here. And I thank you so much for being here. So, just a few things before we get started. I do want to just kind of share with you how this is going to go. So we'll talk again, like I said, autonomy, autonomous news, automation, anything automation coming into the industry. I'll drop things of that nature. And then again, like I said, we'll go over some jobs. So before that, let's talk about and introduce myself.
I'm Jerry Banks. Our agency focuses on driver recruitment and driver education. We focus on helping drivers and preparing them for the future of trucking and transportation as autonomous vehicles and automation enters the industry. Our goal is to ensure that you are equipped with the skills that you need to be successful in this new way of life. So make sure you connect with me across all of my platforms, Jerry Banks, Autonomous Trucking. I look forward to connecting with you.
All right. Yes. As you heard, connect with me. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you turn on the notification bell so that you can get notified every time I go live. Again, it's Jerry Banks, Autonomous Trucking in most of the, particularly on TikTok. That's where you're going to find me. You're going to find me on TikTok. You're going to find me on LinkedIn. And you're going to find me right here on YouTube and Instagram as well. Jerry Banks, Autonomous Trucking. So let's get right into it. The first thing that I want to do is I want to highlight and spotlight a company who is an autonomous developer who is doing really big things in the trucking industry. They're not just developing autonomous software, autonomous technology for trucking. They're also developing it for the military. So that company, and let me just share with you, that company is Kodiak Robotics. Kodiak Robotics is building what they call the world's safest driver. And I've got their website up here. If you want to take a look at it, their tagline is they're building the world's safest driver. Kodiak was founded in 2018. And in 2019, they had their very first autonomous freight delivery. That was out of Dallas. They have offices in Dallas, Texas, and also in Mountain View, California. Dallas is their primary hub for their autonomous division. So that's where you're going to see most autonomous freight come out of there in the Dallas, Texas area. All right, and I'm just gonna stop here because of course I got people calling and the whole nine. All right, y'all, bear with me. Bear with me. And it's hot. And oh God, I hope you guys are having a great day. Make sure that you let me know where you're tapping in from, if you're on TT or if you're on YT. So make sure you're letting me know where you're tapping in from. But I want to go back to Kodiak Robotics. They were the first because Texas, let me just tell you about Texas. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with autonomous trucking, with autonomous freight, with the industry, Texas is the hub for autonomous. Texas is the hub for all things autonomous. And so everything in Texas, and the reason why, it's because the regulatory environment is friendly. It's very friendly. The government is working very closely with the autonomous developers. Texas is a place where you can come, where you can test your software, where you can test on our roads. The climate is friendly from a weather perspective. In addition, from a standpoint of freight, Texas has plenty of freight just across the state. And I live in Texas, Houston, Texas, to be exact. And I like to say that Texas is its own little country. We are our own little country. There's plenty of freight. And so you're going to see more and more autonomous trucks, autonomous developers get their start right in the great state of Texas. Let me just stop because I want to say hello to all my peeps over at on TT. Thank you guys so much for tapping in. Thank you guys so much for hopping on. I just appreciate you, your support. Make sure if you don't already subscribe to the channel, make sure you're subscribed. You will be seeing me on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings going live, sharing autonomy and automation news, sharing traditional truck driving jobs, as well as highlighting and spotlighting some of these autonomous companies and jobs that are open, because you need to know about them if you're in trucking, if you're in this industry. And then lastly, sharing education, because I think education is important. We can't stand still. We have to be continuously moving, continuously learning, continuously developing ourselves and for our careers for the long haul, for the future. And if you're, let me just preface and say this, if you're a driver who, from the standpoint of autonomous trucking, if you're a driver who is just like, I don't care about, you know, I don't care about autonomy. I don't want to hear it. It ain't coming. It's not, you know, gonna do this and it's not gonna do that. And no, it's not going to displace you as a driver. It's going to enhance your role in what you currently do by making you more efficient, by making you more a better driver. Freight's going to be on time. Autonomous trucks can operate 22 hours a day. A driver can operate 11. And so it's important that you understand it, because it's not a matter of if your company will adopt it, but a matter of when your company will adopt it. And it's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be, you know, next week, but it will be next year and the year after that and the year after that. And so we're already seeing a smart logistics network being created. And so I'm going to talk about what that looks like, what that smart logistics network, because it's not just autonomous trucks. And in the news that I'm going to be sharing, the news article that I'm going to be sharing, it is part of this whole ecosystem of automation, of autonomy. And so understand and embrace it now rather than later. And so that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you understand it. I'm here to help you learn about it. I'm here to help you embrace it. And I'm also here to help you level up. Okay. And when I say level up, I mean level all the way up, because you're going to need to. You're going to need to. And so it's going to be a slow walk. It'll be a slow walk. But I tell my kids all the time, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And that's what I'm telling you. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Again, if you're new here, welcome. I'm Jerry. I own a recruitment and education agency where we focus on two things. The first is recruitment and connecting you with truck driving jobs. The second is education and information. And so that's what I'm talking about today. And make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you turn on the notifications so that you never miss a beat when it comes to me going live on any of my platforms. Okay. And so back to Kodiak Robotics. I'm really, really impressed with them. I've been following them for several years. Their first delivery in an autonomous freight delivery was back in 2019. Tell me, did you know back in 2019, freight was moving autonomously? Now, right now, they have a safety operator in the truck, an autonomous operator. Their long-term goal, and when I say long-term, I'm not talking tomorrow, I'm not talking, you know, the week after next, I'm talking about down the line, is to remove the operator. And we'll talk about what that looks like. But is that a across the U.S., all over the nation type thing? Absolutely not. And so, again, they were the first to operate in Texas. Texas is the leader in autonomous trucking. They've been running freight autonomously with a safety operator between Dallas and Houston. They started that earlier this year. And then between Dallas and Atlanta, get this, between Dallas and Atlanta, they've been running autonomous freight since 2022. Since 2022, this company, Kodiak Robotics, has been running autonomous freight between Dallas and Atlanta. Again, Kodiak is an autonomous vehicle developer. They are building the world's safest driver. That's their tagline. And they have partnerships. And when I say partnerships, they have solidified a network, right? It's a network that they've created with two of some of the big names that you're going to recognize. And I'm not just talking about who they're moving freight for. I'm talking about who they're partnering with across the United States in order to have their hubs, their truck ports, that's what they call them, their truck ports. And that's the place where the autonomous freight is, it arrives and then it's, you know, distributed to different areas of the city in that particular area by local drivers. And that stimulates that local economy that helps those drivers get local jobs. I'm a recruiter. Right? I've been a recruiter for the last 8 years in the trucking side. Every driver that I talk to, they want a local job. They want to be home every day. They want to sleep in their bed. Not only am I a recruiter, I'm a mom of a truck driver. I'm a mom of a cargo van driver. And the biggest thing is to sleep in my own bed. My husband to sleep on his own bed, my son to be able to sleep in his own bed with his two boys. And so that's a big deal. When you have a system that's going to incorporate and improve the ability to be home, that's important. And that's something that you want to learn about. And you want to know how you can tap into that at some point, regardless of what that looks like. That could look like working at the truck hub. That could look like the local final last mile deliveries. That could look like working at the remote operations center. There's so many things that looks like, but you have to learn about them. You have to know, you know, what it is that you have to do to be able to tap into that side of the industry. So let me just go over here. I want to recognize, hello, Mr. Leonard. Hi, love. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tapping in. Look, y'all, me and Mr. Leonard go back. We go way, 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 way back. And so, Mr. Leonard, good morning. Thank you for being a loyal subscriber, a loyal follower across all my platforms. Look, Mr. Leonard doesn't just follow me on YouTube. He's on Instagram. I want to just say thank you, Mr. Leonard. And I hope you're enjoying your retirement. Mr. Leonard, you have to tell me how many years. I know it's over 30, okay? In trucking. There are over 30 plus years in trucking that he has been in the industry, and he's seen so much change across the industry. He's seen a lot of change. And so seeing all of that change and these new changes and things that are being incorporated, I know he's in awe of the new change. Yes, 48 years old. Wow. 48 years. Amazing. Thank you again, Mr. Leonard. Thank you again for tapping in. I truly appreciate you. As always, thank you. So let me get back to our Kodiak, building the world's safest driver. Again, like I said, they started running in Dallas to Houston lane earlier this year. They're partners. So it's talking about their partners. They're partners to their partners, and you're going to recognize them right away. One is Pilot Flying J. They're part of the Pilot Flying J network, which positions them to be everywhere where Pilot is at some point. They have a truck port partner with Pilot in Villarica, Georgia. This is right outside of Atlanta, not far from Atlanta. And this is where it'll be their, one of their hubs where the autonomous trucks would deliver the freight. And it's already in operation because it started last year during the summer. But that's where the autonomous delivery happens. And then drivers and local technicians are there checking the trucks. They are there moving the trailers, shuttling the trailers, doing the post-trip inspections, doing the pre-trip inspections for it to go back to Dallas. And so, again, these are all jobs and ways that the local economy is stimulated. Now, another truck port that they have is in Houston, Texas. And that partnership is with Ryder Systems. Ryder Systems. We all know Ryder. Everybody knows Ryder, right? And so Ryder brings a uniqueness to them. They bring a network of technicians, of people that can diagnose and repair and fix the autonomous trucks. And so it's a slow walk. Again, it's a slow walk. And that's why you're here. You're here to learn about what this slow walk looks like. You're here to learn about, you know, how you can tap into this slow walk and learn about how you can be ready and prepared for what this slow walk will be, okay? And so, again, that company spotlight was on Kodiak Robotics. And I want to go down to their partners because I think it's very important for you to see who their partners are, okay? And if you put a comment in the chat, if you already knew about Kodiak Robotics, if you already knew about their partners, if you already knew about their lanes, let me know. Let me know in the comments if you already know this information. And here's their partners. So the first one, as you can see, it's Maersk. So Maersk is, they're the end-to-end logistics for air, land, and sea. So we always see those Maersk container trailers that are on the ships. We see them at the ports. The ship channel, Port of Houston, is not far from me. So I always see the Maersk trailers. Maersk and Kodiak Robotics are in a partnership, huge partnerships. And so they're going to play an instrumental role in building out that network. Now, here, if you don't already know, let me share my screen here. Because y'all, of course, I thought I was sharing my screen this whole time. Well, most of the time. All right, so let me go back up to Maersk. So that's Maersk. That's their partnership with Maersk. Here are their other partners. And I want you to let me know if, one, you've heard of these names, and two, if you know about their partnership already. Because like these are big names. We all know them. You've worked for them, I'm sure. Or you've heard of them, or you've done a driver pulse application for some of them. But it starts with Maersk. We've got CR England coming across the screen. We've got Ten Roads Express. We've got Loadsmith. We've got SIBA Logistics. They're all over. SIBA Logistics is everywhere. We've got Tyson Foods, which is the chicken people. We've got Forward Air. We've got Werner Enterprises coming across the screen. Again, these are partners that partner with Kodiak Robotics. We've got IKEA. That's the furniture people. They're moving their furniture autonomously with Kodiak Robotics. And again, these are just partners that they currently have. Who I don't see on here, which I'm pretty positive that they partner with, is U.S. Express. There, I don't see them on here, but I do know that they partner with U.S. Express as well. So, again, if this is something that you already knew, congratulations. Thank you so much for being here and tapping in. But if you didn't, let me know. Let me know that about whether or not you knew about these partnerships and this company. All right, so we're going to take a very quick break. And we'll be right back.
When it comes to autonomous trucks entering the trucking and transportation industry, up until now, you've only heard bits and pieces, news here, news there. There's been no centralized place for you to learn about autonomous trucks. Join me every Wednesday and Thursday and Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time as I share information, news, and education on how you can stay prepared for autonomous trucks and autonomy entering the trucking and transportation industry.
All right. Thank you so much again. I'm Cherry. I am the host of Navigating the Future of Trucking. This is our very first inaugural episode. I'm super excited to be here. I'm so glad that you're here with me. This episode will be posted across all of our platforms as well as on all podcast networks. All right, so moving right along, now we've just talked about Kodiak Robotics and their milestones, their accomplishments across the industry. The next thing that I want to talk about is some news. I want to share some news. I'm only going to share one article for the sake of time today, but I think this is a very key and crucial article because it shares and shows that it's not just autonomous trucks. It's not just autonomous trucks. There are, let me just show you. So this article is about Walmart and Walmart bringing autonomous forklifts to four of their distribution centers. And so I never even knew that there was a thing, autonomous forklifts. And so this is being rolled out across four states, okay? Four of their distribution centers. And it's a partnership that Walmart has with Fox Robotics. They're being deployed in Florida, in Texas, in New York and Alabama, and is not new. It's something that they have been piloting and practicing and working on over the last 16 months. And so this is a big deal. This is a big deal. Like I said, it's not just autonomous trucks. It's an autonomous ecosystem. It's an automation ecosystem where we're going to see more automation. We're going to see more autonomy. We're going to see more software, more AI. This is a big deal. It's a big thing, and it's coming, and it's here, actually. And so these four sites, they're going to be used to test how autonomous, how using the autonomous forklift to unload the trailers, how it's going to improve the associate experience, how it's going to improve the business operation. And then I want to hear from you. If you're a truck driver, I know you've delivered at a Walmart, right? And you have those appointments. You better meet your appointment time. You better make your appointment time, or you will be sitting for hours and hours waiting and waiting to get unloaded. And so if you delivered at a Walmart and you've missed your appointment time, drop it in the comments and let me know that you've missed your appointment time and what happened. Like, what, some drivers don't know. You know, some drivers have never done a Walmart account or worked a Walmart account, so they don't understand the importance of a Walmart appointment time. And so they're already working alongside the associates. The associates are already using this new technology in some of the selected facilities, and they're seeing progress. They're seeing a higher output. But the proof of concept was done in Brooksville, Florida, at a facility. And then they decided to move it forward with their partnership deployment with Foxbot. Foxbot is the designer and maker of the autonomous forklift. And so basically how it works is Foxbot uses AI-powered machine vision and planning to unload pallets from the truck. The pallets are then moved to, it's almost like I saw it. Let me see if I can share it. It's almost like a Tetris type thing of where they're unloading, and then they move it to another area, then they move it to another area. And so the pallets are then moved to be inducted into like an automated storage and retrieval system that then in turn catalogs and stores all the goods. And so, and then I think this is a big factor. Instead of unloading the pallets manually, look, if you've worked at a warehouse, my son, look, I have a family of transportation workers. I have some in warehousing and logistics. I have some in aviation. I have some in trucking and transportation. I have, you know, look, we're all over, okay? They are all over. And so they've unloaded those pallets manually. They've unloaded those, you know, them from the trucks manually. And so they, instead of being unloaders manually, they become conductors. And so they're figuring out like the best way, the most efficient way to unload the trailers based on their prior experience that they've done. So it's like literally like a game of Tetris. Now, Walmart expects about 65% of its stores to have automation capabilities and 55% of its fulfillment center volume to move through an automated facility. And they want this to be done by the end of 2026. And so that's why I implore you to understand that it's not tomorrow. Like, all of this isn't like a bam, it's right here. It is a gradual integration. It is a gradual add-on. And the end goal is to make your job more efficient, more safer, and sustain and help the industry grow for the long haul. Okay. And so that is the news article that I wanted to share and show you. So I'll just stop here. Mr. Leonard, he says, hello, Mr. Leonard. He says, we're coming to see you very soon. Okay, I look forward to seeing you in Houston. And yes, the mayor's trailers, you do see them at the ports in Cali. I see them at the ports here in Houston. it's a big deal. So Maersk, again, they're partnering with autonomous vehicle developer Kodiak Robotics. Again, hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for being here, taking time out of your busy day, your busy schedule to join me. If you are new here, welcome. I'm Jerry. I am the founder of a recruitment and education agency where we focus on two things. And those things, again, connecting you with driving jobs, with jobs in the transportation industry, but also helping you to prepare and understand autonomy. Automation, new things that are coming into the industry so that you can be prepared and ready as we start to see these things unfold. Now, let's take a very quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about a truck driving job that I have that will never go away. It will never go away. It will be a robot can never do or replace this position. I'll be right back.
I'm Jerry Banks. Our agency focuses on driver recruitment and driver education. We focus on helping drivers and preparing them for the future of trucking and transportation as autonomous vehicles and automation enters the industry. Our goal is to ensure that you are equipped with the skills that you need to be successful in this new way of life. So make sure you connect with me across all of my platforms, Jerry Banks, Autonomous Trucking. I look forward to connecting with you.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. Now, I want to talk about a traditional driving job. This is a traditional job. Like I said, it is never going to go away. And it's one way to make sure that you always stay as a driver at the top of the food chain. And that is to get and stay specialized. Okay. If you're listening on TT, hey, welcome. Make sure you're tapping that screen and sharing the live with your friends and your peers out there. To get and stay specialized. What does that even mean? Specialized means all those endorsements who, when I talk to drivers, they say, oh, I let my hazmat go because the company didn't want to pay me extra. Or, oh, I didn't see a reason to ever go get doubles and triples and get it added as an endorsement to my license. DT, doubles, triples. It's a 12-question test, okay? I can pass that test and I'm not a driver, right? Go get that endorsement. Go get specialized and stay specialized. Now, hazmat, I know you have to do some fingerprint. There's some background stuff. You have to go through all of that, but it's worth it. And if it wasn't worth it yesterday, it's going to be worth it tomorrow, okay? Because we won't see any changes right away. In hazmat, we won't see any changes in flatbed. And that's the job I want to talk about today. So I have a small, well, it's a mid-sized company. They have about 7 trucks and it's a family-owned company. They're family friendly, family owned. They still meet you in the lobby on Monday morning at orientation to say good morning, to say hi. You're not a number. You're a real person and you're welcomed. And so the guys and gals that we've sent over there really enjoy it in their retention rate. That's really important. Their retention rate is not super high because they typically stay. The drivers typically stay in this traditional trucking job. So one of the things, like I said, I'm talking about a specialized traditional truck driving job. Because if you're here with me, if you're here with me for the long haul, you're going to hear me say traditional truck driving jobs, because that's going to be your dry van, your reefer, your flatbed, your oversized. And then you're going to hear me talk about autonomy and positions and roles in autonomy and what that looks like. So in this traditional trucking job, I mean flatbed, I mean in specialized, I mean flatbed, I mean oversized, I mean overdimensional, I mean tarping and strapping and no robot's going to get up and tarp all that stuff, okay? You are a true superhero to me if you're out there tarping and strapping, okay? And so right now, even in a tough freight market, flatbed freight's been doing quite well. And jobs are plentiful in the flatbed areas. So I want to talk about this particular position. So drivers are either, depending on where you live, you're either out a couple weeks at a time, 2 to 3 weeks at a time, or you're home weekly. And so that's why I like it, because there is options to be home every week. You average anywhere, drivers are averaging anywhere between 70 to 80,000 a year, which is a rough gross between $1,200 to about $1,500 a week. Now there's extras, bonuses and perks and things like that when it comes to safety. But I think this is a great opportunity for those of you that are already flatbed drivers. So no new flatbed, they're not training. But I do have my ear to the street. And if I see anyone who is training on flatbed, helping you to get that flatbed experience, I will definitely be sharing that with you here, because I think that is a skill that you need. You got to go get 6 months of some flatbed. Okay. You got to go get a year of some over the road flatbed. I'm not talking about, you know, lumber in the log truck. I'm talking about true flatbed. So here's the requirements for this one. They want you to have at least a year of experience over the road. And if you don't have a year of all flatbed, at least half of that year, 6 months of that year has to be flatbed experience. And that means hauling pipe, steel, coils, I-beams, sheetrock. You have to have, you know, done some trapping and some tarping as well. You need to have a good driving record, good background, no SAP, and you've pretty much got to meet all of these qualifications for the flatbed position. So let me tell you how you can tap into this position. I want you to text the word flatbed to 832-572-5277. And so that is my team, and they are standing by. If you're interested in flatbed, if you've already got the flatbed experience, if you're interested in it, make sure that you text flatbed to 832-572-5277. I'm going to leave that scrolling around the bottom of the screen so you can tap into that if you are a flatbed driver that's looking for a new opportunity. It's pretty much east of I-35, okay? East of I-35. So if you live east of I-35, there's pretty much openings for you, okay? Let me go back to the comments. Mr. Leonard, he's talking about the Walmart autonomous forklift that I was talking about earlier. It used to be the trucker doing the warehouse work and breaking down. Really? The trucker had to do the warehouse work. Oh, this must have been years, years, years ago, Mr. Leonard, way, 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 way before our times. Wow. He says that the trucker had to do the warehouse work. They had to break down a layer of the product off the pallets and or the products on small pallets. They had to break them down. He says this was his kind of trucking, my kind of trucking. I love that. Thank you, Mr. Leonard. Thank you so much. Yeah. So again, if you're interested in that flatbed position that I was just talking about, make sure you text flatbed again to the number that's scrolling on the screen. Again, that number is 832-572-5277. If you're interested in working with a great flatbed company. All right. So let us take a break here. 1 second, and I want to talk to you about an ebook. So I have a free ebook, and I have the information scrolling on the screen. So this ebook is going to be an informational guide. It's an overview of autonomous trucks entering the industry, the key players in autonomous trucking and their significant milestones, and tips and for skills that you can start taking right now and preparing for what the future of trucking looks like. So download the ebook. You can go to the website right here that's scrolling on the screen. Again, that website is www.bit.ly/autonomous ebook. And this ebook is called Preparing You for Autonomous Trucking. All right. All right. So the next thing that I want to talk about is an autonomous job opportunity. This isn't a company that we work directly with. It is a company that I spotlighted earlier, but I want to share with you this particular job that they have posted on their website. I'm going to show it to you directly from their website. You can go right to their website and apply if you're interested. But this position, it's called an operations training and development manager. Okay. Operations training and development manager. And as I see new positions, I'm going to be sharing them with you because I think it's really important for you to see what positions are out there, but not only just to see, but to know what skills they're looking for. Okay. Knowing what skills they're looking for can help you prepare. But I want to hit on that whole trainer aspect, because my trainers, my safety experts, those that have won safety awards, all of those things look good in the new future of trucking. Being a trainer, that says that you're a leader, that says that you're a stickler about safety, and safety is like the big thing. Safety, being safe, keeping the motorists on the roadway safe, keeping yourself safe, keeping the freight safe, that's all important in this new wave of trucking. And so new autonomous companies are looking for someone who will represent their brand. And so you'll have to be sharing those new developments. You'll be celebrating online those wins. You got to be positive. You got to be willing to embrace change. And so let me share the opportunity with you here. Again, this is a position. It's called an operations training and development manager. And this position is with Kodiak Robotics. We talked earlier about them. They've got about 200 employees. You go to the website and you go to careers, right? That's how you can find this information about this particular position. But it's a safety trainer, basically. It's a operations training and development manager. So you're going to be, of course, developing materials, assessing training needs, overseeing training and development staff, identifying future training needs. They want you to have managerial experience. So if you've done managerial work, I've talked to a lot of drivers that have been on the fleet operations side. They've been on the safety management side. This is a role for you. And if you haven't done any type of training, because a lot of the positions and roles that I see, they want a trainer. They want somebody who not necessarily was an actual trainer, but they're looking for mentors. They're looking for leaders, because not only will you be a leader for their company, you'll be a leader for the industry. And that's the difference. That's the difference of what they're looking for. Maintain training records. And here's a big one for me. This is a big one for me. Foster a culture of continuous learning. And that's what you need to be willing to do, willing to invest in yourself, not just waiting on the company to invest in you, because, yeah, they're going to train you from a safety perspective, but there's so many other things that you need to learn to add to your skill set, to add to your resume. And so that's important. And if you don't have a resume, at some point in this new future, you are going to need one. And I'll be talking about resumes and things to add to it and what looks good and what helps you stand out in a crowd and a sea of truckers. Okay. Let's see here. So again, this position, I don't work with this company. However, if you want to tap into jobs on the autonomous side, start looking into them, start learning about them, visit their website. Let me pop their website right back up here so that you can see. Again, I did a full overview of this company, Kodiak Robotics. They are building the world's safest driver. They also have a YouTube channel. Make sure you go and watch and look and learn so that you can be knowledgeable. That's what this is all about, being knowledgeable, learning, and elevating yourself, okay? And then, of course, elevated, as you elevate, those around you are going to elevate as well. All right, so let's talk and move right into the final segment of our podcast today, and that is education. Education. Of course, I talked about the traditional trucking job. I talked about an autonomous job opportunity, but now I want to share a tip, an educational tip. And these are valuable skills that I believe are going to be the new skills of the future. Because from the standpoint of automation and autonomy and new technology, new software entering into the industry, there's only so much that software can do without the human touch. And the human touch is very important. The human touch is probably the most important thing because that human touch is needed to work in teams. It's needed to communicate. It's needed to provide good customer service to your customers, because without you, the driver, who's going to take care of the customer? And so that's where I want you to start shifting your mindset to the thought process of, yes, I'm already a safe driver. Yes, I know everything I'm doing. Yes, I can work at these truck ports that they open up. And yes, I can take care of their customer. All right. And so from that standpoint, I want to introduce a word and a definition. And this is a skill. It's not just a word. It's a skill that I want you to look into. I want you to learn about. I want you to research. And it's called adaptability, right? And it's fitting that I share adaptability. I pick adaptability for the first episode of this new Nobody's Doing It, Nobody's Talking About It, or at least nobody's talking about it to you. Because they're talking about it, it's just not being talked about to you. And so the word that I want to share is adaptability. The skill that I want to share is adaptability. And adaptability means the ability to adjust to new conditions, the ability to change. The ability to focus on new things. And so as I talk about adaptability and share with you what that looks like, because you've been adaptable your entire career, your entire life, you've been adaptable, right? I know I've been adaptable. I've adjusted, I've pivoted, I've learned new things, I've pushed myself. And so I want you to be just as adaptable right now in the new future of trucking and what that looks like. You were adaptable when, and you exercise adaptability when ELDs came out and you had to go from paper logs to electronic logging devices. You were adaptable. You were also adaptable when they implemented the clearinghouse in 2020
and you had to go get registered. You had to go learn about it. You had to, you know, make sure that you accepted all those queries and, you know, things like that. You were adaptable. That's what adaptability is. And when they went from paper applications to using the Driver Pulse app, you know, where all your information was populated in there and it made it easier for you and you didn't have to fill out, print it out and go fax it back and all of those things. You were adaptable. You learned how to use that new software with, you know, Motive and Qualcomm and all of those things. You learn how to do it, and that's being adaptable. And so I want you to continue to be adaptable. Continue to adjust, continue to pivot, but when you're doing those things, you educate yourself. You take your own growth, your own development into your hands and let no one else dictate your future. All right. Now, I hope the information that I've shared has been helpful. If any of this resonates with you, I want you to make sure that you share the live, that you share the podcast, that we are growing. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. So again, make sure that you are being adaptable. You are regularly training, seeking out ways to train, seeking out ways to learn new things. Okay. And engage with your community. Like, don't just be sitting in a silo. Go join industry groups. Go sign up for those newsletters so that you can learn about what's going on in your industry. Don't just depend on it to be here. I mean, yeah, I'm going to tell you everything I know, okay? But don't just depend on me. Go seek it out. Go learn it for yourself. Go look into it on your own, okay? So we've talked about adaptability, and that's a big deal. I want you to be adaptable. I want you to embrace change. I want you to understand change and welcome change, because those that don't, they'll be left behind, okay? And so this wraps up our very first inaugural episode. I want to thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for tapping in. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you follow me across all of my platforms. Hey, TT. Make sure you are always in the loop. Okay. And that's what I'll do. I'll keep you in the loop. And let me just touch base and see if I have any questions, any comments. Hey, Sassy Girl, how are you? First time here, a new recruit. Hello, welcome, new recruiter. And thanks so much for being here. Make sure you subscribe and turn on the notifications so that you never miss a live. I thank you, Sassy Girl, for being here. And if you are not a part of the sister associations, make sure you join one or all of them, and they stem from AAWTA, African American Women Trucking Association, She Trucking. They have a Facebook community, Women in Trucking, Real Women in Trucking. A wealth of information, wealth of knowledge, all of those groups, not just one, but all. Make sure you're tapped into them. Okay. And then Ms. Leonard said, that flatbed trucking is my kind of trucking, not warehouse. I love it. I love it. To be able to new conditions to better yourself. Absolutely. Absolutely. Expose yourself to new conditions and better yourself. So again, I say thank you guys for joining. I'll see you tomorrow.